With NFR Extra, we're going to take you behind the scenes in a way you've never heard before. Every 2 weeks, you're going to hear personal conversations with the icons and personalities that make up the world's richest and most prestigious rodeo. NFR Extra. All dirt, all rodeo, all year.
All right. Episode 15 of NFR Extra Podcast. I'm your host, Nevada Caldwell. And wait a sec. There's been a change. I think we got a different host.
Rockin' Robbie Hodges, Wrangler National Finals Barrel Man. I get to co-host the coolest podcast in the world right now. I am so excited. This is going to be the best year of my life right here. I can't wait.
Well, Robbie, having you on this show takes our show to another level.
Oh, I sure hope so. You guys are sure fun to work with. We're going to get some great interviews, and we're going to do some cool stuff.
Oh, no doubt about it. Just think about this episode. We got the king of college rodeo. That's right, Ben Londo, 2019 College Rodeo Coach of the Year, joined us to talk about the application process, college rodeo experience, and even the classes offered through the rodeo program. There is no doubt Ben Londo has got it going on over at Cal Poly.
That's right, and on his way to his first Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, Clayton Sellers. I'm a big fan of Clayton's. I'm going to tell you why, because he loves riding them old South Florida Swamp Bramers. And I tell you, we're going to hear a lot about that South Florida Swamp Bramers. I promise you, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, that was a great learning curve for me. First of all, I didn't know that there's bulls and alligators hanging out together, but I do now. And you're going to as
you the alligators teach the bulls how to be mean, and you're going to hear a lot about it with old Clayton.
Yeah, well, this is a great episode. Hope you enjoy. Hey, make sure, though, if wherever you listen to NFR Extra Podcasts, make sure to hit that subscribe button on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or wherever you listen to us.
Hi, I'm 23-time world champion cowboy Trevor Brazil, and you're listening to NFR Extra.
This is Brylan Bentley covering the rodeo news of the week.
PRCA, stat of the week, $1.4 million was the combined amount of money earned by the PRCA event leaders throughout the regular season. Your current event leaders going into the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo are Stetson Wright, all around. Clayton Bigelow, bareback. Ty Erickson, steer wrestling. Team roping, Clay and Junior. Rider Wright, saddle bronc, Caleb Schmidt, tie down, and Sage Kinsey in the bull riding. Congratulations to all those that have qualified for the 2019 NFR Rodeo.
It's going to be a nice one.
I'm pretty excited. The Cowboy Journal was selected to receive 2019 PRCA Journalism Award presented by Boot Barn. NFR Extra receives 2019 PRCA Multimedia Broadcast Award presented by Boot Barn.
That's right.
Can you believe it?
We weren't shooting for it, but hey, we'll take it.
Can't wait. For more information about the World Standings and National Finals Rodeo, visit NFRExperience.com.
All right, this is...
Here we go.
Robbie, what's going down?
This is pretty cool, man. This is awesome. I get to talk to some really good friends for the next few days.
And from what I understand, we're talking to the king of the college cowboys.
He is that.
Welcome to the show, Ben Londo.
Hey, how are you guys?
Really good. So, 2019 NRA Rodeo Coach of the Year. That's any coach of the year of any stature is a pretty big important piece, man. That's thanks for coming on the show, Ben.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, I was pretty humbled to receive that honor. You know, there's a lot of coaches in college rodeo that go above and beyond, and I'm not saying I do any more than anybody else, but to be recognized by fellow coaches and peers across the country, huge honor, and I'm very blessed to be in this situation.
You know, that's cool. How I got to ask this question. How is it when you rodeoed with a bunch of those guys like Jeffrey Kelly and, you know, and those guys that and then you're competing against them, I guess, as a rodeo coach? How cool is that? I mean, you guys are all buddies and we were all traveling and rodeoing together, and then you get to work against them, or not even against them, it's just coaching. But is that pretty fun, like when we were at the college finals and stuff, getting to see all that? That's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's awesome. You know, it's almost like we didn't have to give it up. You know, here we are, we're still involved in rodeo every day. You're surrounded by young, talented energy. You know, even though I've quit riding Bronx, it's not like I've left the arena at all. It's a cool feeling. And when you go back to the college finals, you know, I probably, I've been to the college finals four times, and I've never been as nervous as I was, you know, every year in the short round when you've got your own, your student team there.
I bet. Try doing an interview with somebody cool like you. It's not as easy either. So. Ben's always been a cool guy. We'd see each other, you know, when we're traveling, and it's so much fun. And that's what's so great about, you know, like I was talking about, these guys get to see each other, you know, and they all travel together. Now look what they're doing. So there is hope for old rodeo people.
Well, yeah, well, absolutely. And I mean, it's we do a lot of focus here at LVE on the youth circuit, and obviously, you know, Ben's attached to that. Explain a little bit more about this program that is so successful, and there's a lot that comes out with what you've done, Ben. Can you explain a little bit more about the program and kind of how it exists today and where you're taking it?
Yeah, we're pretty lucky out here. We've got a great program. It's one of the oldest college rodeo programs in the nation. You know, one of the first when college rodeo got its start. And it's very ingrained, and we're very spoiled within our university. You know, I'm not part of athletics. I'm not part of any college. We're kind of a standalone entity, but I get a lot of help and support throughout the college. You know, we've got athletic trainers that help our students. All of our faculty and staff is behind us. We've even, within the last 3 years, we've even developed rodeo production classes now that we're putting on a bigger and better show. And I've got, you know, last year I had 80 students in that class, and probably only 10 of them were on my rodeo team. And I bet 40 of them probably didn't know what rodeo was when they signed up for the class. But
that's,
you know,
amazing. That's really
that is
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, we need that too. Production, you know, sometimes lacks. And I tell you what, that is awesome. That's good for you. That's good thinking. That's why you're a good rodeo coach.
Well, it's been a,
and
it's
you're
been
fun.
A huge help to that too. It's been a huge help to us too, because you know, you guys all know how it is, but these college rodeos, these programs, these students are the ones, they're the ones putting in the elbow grease to put on a college rodeo. You know, you don't have some big outfit from out of town come in and produce the rodeo for you, but at the same time, they're trying to keep their heads on straight, be competitive, and worry about what they need to do inside the arena as well. And now you know, this is really added quite an asset to our program. Is I've got a bunch of students that are, you know, headsets on, running cameras, running our media pit, doing everything from managing the concession stands to selling apparel. It's been pretty amazing, and it's helped us continue to grow, and I'm looking forward to what else we can do with it this year.
You know, I think that's so amazing, because sometimes, you know, when we're traveling all year, I do 45 rodeos a year, and I'm there the whole time. So I see, you know, you guys back and forth. You know, I see you one day and then you're gone, or these contestants. Sometimes these contestants sometimes think that those panels just grow there. Those porta-johns are sat there. The dirt's in the arena all the time, and the concession stands for them. You give them a dose of that, and they understand. And I had to go through it, because I was a bareback rider for 16 years. And then, you know, I thought, well, hey, you know, we're the star. It's the people putting it on. And I guarantee you, Ben, those guys, those kids – they get a whole different respect for rodeo when they put one on, and I think that is great. And I think you're heading in the right direction with this production thing too. And I think it'll help, you know, and from, you know, when you have to go out there, you know, everybody likes to rake the old trailer out. That's my biggest pet peeve in rodeo is the, you know, out in the parking lots. But when it's you out there picking it up, it ain't so cool, is it? You know, and I think that's why you're coach of the year. I think that's great. And I think that's why you have a lot of admiration of your guys that you used to travel with, you know, and you get the wink from them, so.
Well, it's, you know, it's funny you mention that. I always talk my first speech to the class, and I do get a lot of rodeo students, you know, kids that are on my team in that class as well, is I say, you guys have all been in that situation, especially bareback riders, where you pull in late to the rodeo, and, you know, you've got that weekend badge gate guy there. You know, and he's just trying to do his job. He's trying to do what he's volunteering to do, and that, you know, give weight on who gets in, who doesn't.
Exactly.
Contestant entry gate. And I said, you guys take this class. You guys, you know, there's going to be about 10 of you that are parking cars all weekend. There's going to be about 10 of you that are out there at 10 o'clock at night telling these barrel racers where they can and can't park their trailer. I said, and you guys, you'll leave here with a new respect for when you go down the road of what these people are putting in. And most of them are volunteers everywhere you go.
You know, Ben, I grew up in the Sean Davis NFR production world, you know, from my mid-20s to on to where I'm at today. And to understand how you get a rodeo to perform within 2 hours is, you know, you just you hit a button, right? That's how it works. Mm-hmm. Do you guys look at the you hit the easy button, right, Robbie?
Yeah, reset button. Isn't that what she called it?
But
there's not one.
No, not at all. There's so much work that goes into rodeo. Well before that athlete, you know, jumps on the stock or whatever they're getting ready to do, pull down some steer. It's pretty amazing to think that these events happen in the way they do, because one thing can throw it off. And do you use the NFR as kind of a that's the mecca? Not just, obviously we know that for the rodeo side, but you use it as well as for the students as that's the mecca. That's where you want to be. That's where you want to be working in your career, not only as a barrel man or riding horse or whatever it is you do.
Right. No, actually, absolutely we do. We show some videos of the NFR. I've got one of the committees in that class is just production. So all they do is timelines, you know, video feeds that they handle the production and put together the run of show. We were really fortunate this year. We get a pretty good partnership with the TBR, and I took 8 students down to an event in LA, and then we just came back from Window Rock, Arizona, and we get the run of show. We get their timeline before these kids study it, and they go and they sit there with stopwatches and time the show. They jump in, and it's really neat because the TBR is just giving them jobs.
Yeah,
they put them right there on the floor.
And you got to learn how to work with TV too, right? I mean, that's another part that when we're talking about rodeo and sponsorship and how to obligate all those things. You guys can throw it off, yeah.
Man, that's so good.
Part of why we're involved in this year, we're going to have a little bit of a live feed element this year, an internet live feed with our rodeo. So letting them see how that looks in real time, and you know how you fill the downtime when you have to for the live show for the people in the stands. What do you do in that downtime while you're doing a recap of the long round, you know?
Yeah.
So this is something we're going to incorporate this year, and it's pretty exciting.
Well, speaking of events, I think there's one that you do that's pretty special here in Vegas. What goes on at the South Point with you in December?
Yeah, that's something we've been doing for about 4 years. It's just a gathering. We call it our NFR gathering, Cal Poly NFR gathering. You know, as many people and as many entities are in Las Vegas during the NFR, we decided we'd get a venue together, and the South Point has been very gracious in helping us get this set up. But we do a live showing of the NFR round. We do Cal Poly swag giveaways in between each event. It's become a really neat get together for sponsors, boosters, alumni, and I get a lot of our students there to work the event. It's a neat way to show off our students and our program and keep generating interest.
That is amazing that you're doing. I mean, it is so good to hear, you know. Yes, the hardest part of that is getting these kids to compete and you know, and keeping their heads on straight, like you said, you know, and we all know that you're great about that. But this part of this deal is just amazing to me. I wasn't even familiar with this, and it's amazing because we're losing our production sometimes, you know, and here you are putting a deal together like that. And you know who that really benefits? This guy right here. When I'm, you know, there's no downtime, when I can work, you know, my best performances are coming when I have short stuff to do and stuff like that with these kids and teaching them, you know, when you back in that box, they're thinking about that timeline now, or when they're dropped down on these bulls now and they're taking 30 minutes on these clocks and stuff, you know. I think you're going the right direction to save this sport to where it's been damaged sometimes by this all about me, you know, persona that they sometimes have. But when they're having to hang it out there and it's got to work, I'm very proud of you, and I think that is so awesome.
Well, we're, like I said, we're fortunate. We've got the academic resources here. You know, I can't believe my academic senate is pretty much just letting me develop whatever kind of class we want to anymore.
Right.
But they've been extremely supportive, all the resources we need. And these, you know, there are a series of 3 classes now, and they've become some of the most popular classes within the College of Ag. And I'm getting students all the way from, you know, we have an experienced industry management major where a lot of students go into wedding planning or large event production.
Yep.
And just this quarter alone, our quarter just started, but half of the students in the class are coming out of that major just because it's right up their alley. And it's something fun and interesting they're not even used to.
So I wrote – this question's off the grid. So when we're talking about coaches, we're talking about colleges, from what I'm familiar with when we talk about basketball or football, there's a lot of fundraising that goes on. There's a lot of outreach that has to happen in order to pay the bills. And as last time I checked, rodeo is no cheap event to put on. So is there a fundraising model? What goes on behind the scenes with yourself and I would imagine other individuals? Is there like a fundraising component built into this thing?
Yeah, so when we first made the move into the stadium, we were getting probably your average sponsorship dollars raised that any college radio program was. And it's, the little mom-and-pop organizations or somebody's uncle giving in just a little bit just to make it so you can get a little bit into the black and maybe save your butt on a college rodeo. Now that we've become in the limelight, we've got an event that's really worth something and something to market. Our sponsorship program has really taken off. I've got two students that they start in mid-July, and we get them going on developing the new sponsorship program for the next year. It all goes out next week, and then it's hitting the phones and hitting the pavement for the next, got 6 months just to develop our sponsorship program and get our sponsorship budget where it needs to be to pull this event off.
Yeah, I hear so much when I'm working rodeos out in California. Robbie, you got to go see their rodeo. It's amazing out there, and you need to be part of it. And, and I'm thinking a college rodeo. And then I get this information, because I'm thinking college rodeos, moms and dads in the audience, get out of the way so I can watch my son. But this is a full production, y'all. You want to see a real rodeo, you're getting. And Ben, you're the reason. I love it. Let me ask you a quick question here. I know there's probably a bunch of kids watching or listening on this deal. How can a current college or high school kids that are interested in this reach out to you? How do they get a hold of you? Because, man, I got a lot of kids I'd like to send. I'd like to send my daughter. I'm very interested in this. Well, I'm going to say this, and I don't know what it'll do, but I hear it a lot of times. So what are you taking in college? Wildlife. Excitement. And what are you taking? Well, I don't want to say underwater basket weaving, that's been used up, but they're taking, I'm taking animal science, I'm an animal science major. You know what, you're doing something that these kids can make a flipping living with. And I think that's right awesome, because next thing you got this on your resume and you're running Austin, Houston. There's one guy with a mahogany desk there. Maybe Ben's got one over there in one of his classes, And I'm daggum proud of you, man. I think that is so awesome. From being where I've seen you out on the road, in the rodeo trails and doing that, and you're a pretty lucky guy to have that and what you've done there. And no wonder you're Rodeo Coach of the Year. That's great, man. I can't say enough about it because I see there for a few years I saw a demise in actual people caring. And it sounds like to me that you're working to try to turn that around, because I am too, I get tired of yelling at guys to hurry, and because it's messing up my show too, which it's not my show, it's our show, and butts in the seats are what pays these bills, and you bore them, and you better put on a show in $1.45 anymore, 2.5 hours they're looking at their cell phones, folks, and know that, and you got a lot of events, and I think I'm amazed, and I appreciate you doing that for my benefit also, for this rodeo world that we're in has turned into a almost lackluster because the people don't try and they're not production based, but you just keep doing that. That's awesome.
Well, thank you. Again, and that brings up a good point. We're really lucky. It's a big event, on campus at Cal Poly's open house the weekend that we do our rodeo. So there's a lot of people from out of town on campus anyway, and it's an amazing atmosphere. You get to put on a rodeo inside a college football stadium with a college football crowd. You guys have all been to college football,
You bet.
College football like Easton. It's just absolutely electric. We get that same energy for a college rodeo. And that's a blessing, but at the same time, you're right. You're dealing with the next generation, and that attention span's even shorter than it was for my generation. So if you're not keeping them on their toes, they are Snapchatting or thanks for getting into that phone pretty heavily.
You better believe.
So it provides some challenges for us. It you know, makes us stay on our toes and keep our production level tip top. But it's what an opportunity to have too.
This has been great, Ben. I got a young boy at home, and he's, you know, we're talking about college, and so for everybody out there, I mean, obviously it's a big challenge, you know, jumping into college and being an athlete and all those things. And yeah, it's awesome they're providing that, man. Where can they go? Like, what website can they go to? Where's some information if people are listening to this and they're like, I want to be a part of this? Where can they go?
Yeah, just search Cal Poly Rodeo on any internet machine, and it'll bring that to us. My information's on there, pretty readily available. And just reach out. I'm usually pretty good about getting back on my emails, but starting early. You know, you talked about how do these students reach out to these coaches and these programs and getting interest and express interest and going to a college program. Starting early is a big one, especially at Cal Poly. Our application process is about a year ahead of everybody else's. And that's just because there's such high demand to get into Cal Poly. You know, last year, 66,000 applications, and they take just over 4,800, I believe. Turned away, and the competition's pretty tough. They turned away over 10,000 4.0 students.
Wow. Holy cow. And, you know, that's not exactly rodeo-friendly territory there that you're working in with those guys, and you make it. I tell you, when I go do the rodeos over there for, you know, the guys and with Cotton and everybody, they're like, man, you got to go see that thing. It is awesome. Like, it's just a college. No, it's not. And now I see why.
Well, this has been great.
You bet.
King of college cowboys.
That's it, buddy. Thank you so much. It's sure good to hear from you again, and hopefully see you on the trail there, son.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys. Come see us sometime.
Thank you, Ben.
Most definitely. For more information about NFR and Cowboy Christmas, please visit NFRExperience.com. And while you're listening, don't forget to hit subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play for the NFR podcast.
The Top 35 Las Vegas Most Memorable National Finals Rodeo Moments is brought to you by ProRodeoTV.com. It didn't take long for Louis Field to feel comfortable at the National Finals Rodeo's new digs, the Thomas & Mack Center. Field celebrated the move to Vegas in 1985 with two world championships, the bareback riding world title and the all-around gold buckle.
This is Louis Field riding for the world title. He could also be the first rough stock rider to win the coveted all-around championship title since the famous Larry Mayhap.
He doubled down again in 1986, winning both world championships again, then won his third straight world all-around crown in 1987 to bring his gold buckle count to 5 in just 3 years. In addition to winning 5 world championships, Field was the first rough stock cowboy to reach the $1 million mark in career earnings. He also nabbed 2 NFR average titles in bareback riding. Field's solid team roping skills helped to earn him 3 Linderman Awards in his career. Louis Field was inducted into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame as one of the all-time great all-around cowboys in 1992.
Hi, I am Benny Butler, and you're listening to NFR Extra.
Welcome, Clayton Sellers, 2018 Resist All Rookie of the Year. Won the Ram Rodeo Permit Standing in 2017 and CNFR Qualification 2017 and 2018. And he's not done, as he is about to head to the NFR in December of 2019. Welcome to the show, Clayton.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, congratulations making the NFR, man. I know this is some quick news. Yeah.
You bet. I saw Clayton last weekend and over at Pasadena. You know, I was working a barrel there, and he was there, and we were pretty excited about it. And I always love it when my Southeastern guys make the NFR, you know, because it's always the Western side. Oh, he's from out there. There's no way he'll make it. But I know where he came from, and that's important to us.
Absolutely. It's always good to know where you came from, right, Clayton?
Yeah, sir, for sure, man.
Hey, so, you know, this is obviously a big thing for you, and we were laughing about it the other day, you know, and I watched a lot of heartache this week, and I watched a lot of guys celebrate, you know, for making it, and obviously, and some of the guys that you travel with, and I know you're a fan of your friends too, and that's what's so much fun. And I always enjoy, and you know, even like when we cross at the airport and some of the stuff, some of the stories that we have all year and is it's amazing. We do have a good time when we meet up. And that's what's so much fun, especially the Bull Riders. Those are my favorite guys, you know, and that's why I love these interviews talking to you guys and everything. But so who all did you travel with this year? I mean, who were your favorite guys to travel with, and you know, and who made it as you know, opposed to who you were trying to bring up and didn't quite or not?
Well, this year, I started at the beginning of the year, this winter, or last winter, I was traveling with a guy named Laramie Mosley. He's a great friend of mine, but towards the end of the winter run, he kind of had some other stuff he had to take care of. So on in the summer, I traveled with Boudreaux Campbell and Steve Woolsey, more or less from Reno on to the end of September. And we had a blast, man. Me and Boudreaux got along great. Steve was kind of the old wise guy, you know, kind of kept our heads on straight.
Yeah, you need that guy around.
Yeah. You bet. The brains of the operation. Yeah. Old Boudreaux, that's awesome.
Yeah, he was the safety man, make sure we didn't do anything stupid. But we, you know what I mean, he helped us out a lot, showing us where to go. He knew where the contestant gate was at the rodeos that we'd never been to. You know what I mean? Just
exactly.
Stuff like that. He helped us out all year, and it was nice having him with us.
So real quick, let's circle back here. Let's go back to when you won the 2018 Resist All Rookie of the Year. How has that, you know, a lot of things when they say when you get to be a part of the NFR or some accolades that come along with your career, how has that impacted your world as far as sponsorship, the future of your rodeo? How's that helped out?
Man, I feel like it's helped out a lot more than I would have thought in the past. Because going into my rookie year, I had really big goals, man. I was shooting for a high spot at the NFR. I was shooting for a lot of things. So when I missed those goals and I only won the rookie, I was a little disappointed at first. But as I went into the Resist All Rookie Banquet and I get all these awards and start talking to all these people, I was really grateful that I won that award. And it more or less made me feel like I was still on track. You know what I mean? It's, you only get one shot, you know. You only get one shot at that rookie award. So to be able to capitalize on it really gave me some confidence. And going into this season, it was, I just had that big of a stepping stone. I could just keep on going.
Does it also put kind of like a target on your back? Like just that, hey, he won. He's a rookie. Here he comes. Or does it not like work that in your your area?
It'd be hard for me to answer that. I don't feel that way. And there may be one in other people's eyes. I don't know. But I try to stay focused on my goals and go at them as hard as I can.
Nice. Just keep going forward, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, we were talking at the airport the other day about the Swamp Bramers down in Florida and where you learn to ride and stuff. And I mean, even from high school rodeos, when you came up in high school rodeos and started there and all them Sergeant Stripe Bulls and everything. Tell us a little bit about how you got started and let them know a little bit about, that area down there.
Yeah. All right. So I must have been, five or six, first time I ever, crawled on a calf or anything. So I just grew up around these junior rodeos, watching my brother get on, watching all his buddies. Listening to my dad tell stories, and so I wanted to ride bulls, so I started getting on these little calves at these junior rodeos, and kept on going in the junior rodeo, high school rodeo, and there was a few times that some big Swamp Ramers ran in there, and I thought about quitting, of course.
Yeah, there's times I thought about getting out of the barrel.
My very first high school rodeo, they ran this bull in there. I don't think he's ever seen a human before. And he jerked me down twice in one jump, almost broke my jaw.
Oh, wow.
I was like, man, that's the day I thought about quitting, but I stayed with it, and here we are.
Man, I'll tell you, you got to understand this. Let me preface this a little bit, If you've never been to South Florida, these bulls down there are from the Silver Spurs Rodeo. That's why I have such an admiration for guys in South Florida getting on these bulls, because most of them are Swamp Bramers. They fight gators their whole life. They get them up twice or three times a year to buck them. and they get them with either helicopters or airboats. They run them in, and when you do the Okeechobee Rodeo, there is one guy there that his whole job is to nail boards back up the entire rodeo. Isn't that right, Clay? You know who I'm talking about.
Well, absolutely.
And it's so funny, and that's why I have such admiration for South Florida guys that make it. And dadgum, if you didn't make it, man, I'm so proud for you. This is I see you guys all year. You bet. So what about – so what's your plans? I mean, when are you coming out?
When am I coming out, you said?
Yeah, when you're coming out to Vegas. I mean, let everybody kind of know where you're going to be while you're out there.
Well, I can't answer that question yet. I'm not exactly what the exact date I'm getting there. And I also don't know where they're going to put us up this year. So, you know, as soon as I do, I'll put it on my social media stuff and let everybody know.
You're very informative. Thank you so much. No, we're just
you bet, man.
That's my buddies.
Yeah, you know what though, Clayton. So what do you think? I mean, what do you think about when you get here? I mean, obviously, it's the plan for everybody that either that rides and competes. So I mean, how are you feeling about coming to Vegas? I mean,
I'm super excited, man. I've been looking forward to this for a long, long time. So I've been telling myself I just gotta stay focused. You know, don't let everything else distract me. Just do my job. But I am extremely excited.
Well, I know this. Bob Tallman always talks about it, but he talks about the NFR money. It's life-changing, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Do you know, this is funny, too, because I know a lot of the guys are first year at the NFR and making it, because I did the same thing when I got to go and my first time. And as a kid, did you ever remember practicing, and it was the 10th round of the NFR, you know, the golden opportunity, and you had this chance, and here I am riding at the 10th round of the NFR to win it all. And how cool is that you're going to get that opportunity? Tell us about what you think about that.
It's super cool. I mean, like you said, I've done that a million times over on my, you know, on a barrel or even roping a dummy messing around. Like, you know, guys just say, all right, here we go, 10th round, and then you make a fast run on the roping dummy. I've done that a million times, and just to know that it's, you know, it's coming up in 2 short months is, you know, man, it's awesome. And it hasn't really hit me yet, I feel like. But I feel like the day I leave is the day I'm really going to realize that it's happening.
So all year, have you, I mean, was there at any point, did you, I'm making it, or was there any kind of down point this year that you're thinking, man, I don't know?
No, sir, there was not. From day one, I was positive I was going.
I had a feeling you'd answer it that way. I just like asking that question.
I know.
Well, hey, we know you got to get going. We still got a road to the NFR. Congratulations,
yes,
man. That's huge.
Guys, thank you.
You bet, man. I'm proud of you and representing the southeast part of the world here. I'll tell you what, nobody better to do it than old Clay.
I'll try to do it well. I appreciate that.
I bet you will. I never doubted you.
Yeah, just leave the Gators back there and don't bring them to the desert.
I'll leave them at home.
All right. You all take care, buddy. We'll see you in a couple months, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right, Clay.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Nellie Miller, world champion barrel racer, and this is NFR Extra.
First of all, Robbie, thanks for coming on the show. Seriously, this has been already a lot of fun. We've already got one episode in the can, and this was packed. This was a lot of learning here. No pun with the college 101 rodeo stuff with Mr. Ben.
Exactly. Man, you learn something new every day. What a great deal they're doing out there with those guys trying to, you know, with rodeo production and everything. And you do learn that those panels and buck and shoots don't just grow there, you know, and I think that's going to be helpful. And then we got to deal with old Clayton a little while. What a great guy. What a great interview. You know, he's so excited about his, you know, he got in there towards the end, and what a great interview with him. I love that guy. Yeah. I'm such a fan.
I think it's cool that we caught him right when he found out that he's going to the NFR.
You know, we did. I remember that day well, and it's something you only get that one time in your life.
Thanks for listening. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to the NFR Extra podcast, make sure to hit subscribe.
Gotta make it out to Vegas, where the big boys roam, with the Rovers and the Racers and the Bulls and the Browns, and the ladies in the skin-tight Wranglers and the cowboy hats.